A team of students from the Turks and Caicos Islands Community College has earned regional recognition after winning the People's Choice Award in the Caribbean Tourism Organization's Regional Next Gen Tourism Showcase 2026. The award was given for their online video presentation, which focused on the blue and green economy and explored innovative ideas for the future of sustainable tourism in the Caribbean. Representing the Turks and Caicos Islands were Aaron Robinson, Trinice Reed, and Jemima Messador. A diverse team of students, including representation from both hospitality and tourism management and business studies. The competition held under the CTO umbrella brings together young people from across the region to share creative solutions and forward-thinking ideas for the tourism industry through digital presentations. Team TCI's entry stood out among regional submissions, earning strong public support and securing the People's Choice Award. They also gave a live presentation of their ideas. Take a listen to parts of that presentation.
And I proudly represent the Turks and Caicos Islands Community College. And today, our team stands before you not simply with an idea, but with a vision for the future of the Caribbean, a future where economic growth, environmental protection, innovation, and regional collaboration work hand in hand. The Caribbean is one of the most tourism-dependent regions in the world, yet we remain among the most vulnerable to climate change, environmental degradation, rising energy costs, etc. Our beaches, reefs, fisheries, tourism industry, and coastal communities are not just assets. They are our identity, our livelihoods, and our future. That is why we believe the time has come. The establishment of the Caribbean Blue and Green Economy Hub, which we refer throughout the presentation as the CBG Hub, a regional platform designed to empower sustainability, research, entrepreneur, and climate resilience throughout our islands. We are not here simply to present problems. We are here to present solutions driven by Caribbean talent, Caribbean resilience, and Caribbean unity.
The Caribbean stands at a defining moment in history. We possess extraordinary natural resources, culture, and talent. However, our greatest opportunities lies not in what each island can accomplish independently, but what we can achieve collectively. As my colleague has already given an overview of the hub, this concept creates a powerful framework for the Caribbean. This is not about preserving the Caribbean that we so love. It's about creating a smarter, stronger, and more sustainable Caribbean. To start, we first discussed a logo. We recognize it needed to represent more than just a visual identity. It needed to represent the Caribbean itself, its sustainability goals, its people, and the remarkable talent and potential we found across our islands. As you can see, the blue wave represents blue economy, the green leaf green economy, the Caribbean map regional identity, the circular design sustainability, and the human figures represent Caribbean people. And to ensure its viability, we have included a governance structure. The hub will be governed by a regional steering committee chaired by TCI Minister of Tourism, including representatives from CTO CARICOM CDEMA, Executive Director, Training, Data and Dashboard, and Policy Support, Strategic Partnerships, and Satellite Nodes. Please, just remember, TCI is included as an example to represent its governance structure.
The CBGE Hub was not designed as a short-term project, but as an adaptable and a scalable regional model that can grow across territories, industries, and generations. Our proposal was designed with practicality and sustainability in mind, ensuring that the hub is not only visionary, but it's achievable and it's capable of delivering long-term regional impact and sustainability. As we look to discuss the feasibility of the hub, we have made the following market penetration scenarios. Optimistically, we project about 20% in market penetration, which would show a high growth level. Realistically, we know that there may be a downside case. So here we project about 2-4% in market penetration, which would be caused by economic or funding challenges. We have also looked at some downside risk factors, and some of these include economic recession, tourism downturns, and climate disasters. In closing, our proposal represents a forward-thinking, student-led solution to the region's to the region's tourism challenges by combining community engagement, sustainability, and business viability. And before we leave here today, please remember our slogan, One Caribbean, One Hub, and One Sustainable Future.